Welcome to the International Double Reed Society podcast. These podcasts feature interviews, sound clips, and other items of interest for members of the IDRS. This is your host, Terry Yule, and I'm pleased to have you come join us. Now, let's enjoy the musicians, the music, and the wonderful art of double reeds. Well, I'm here interviewing Sandro Caldini, who is a new board member on the International Double Reed Society Executive Committee, and he's from Italy, teaches at a conservatory in Udine. So I'm going to ask Sandro, how did you get started playing the oboe in Italy?
I started very late. I started the oboe at 19. And this is very uncommon in Italy because many students start when they are 11. In Italy, it's possible to start the study of every instrument in conservatory of music at the age of 11 or before if you has a talent. And you are followed by a teacher, and for the rest of your music life inside the conservatory. And it's not like in the United States that you have the secondary school, high school, and then different teachers in a university. And my musical life is really strange because my family expected that I was a doctor. I studied in the University of Florence medicine and surgery while attending the Conservatory of Music, and my mother pushed me to take the chance to study an instrument, because when I was young I attended some private lessons in piano. Then I decided to stop the lessons when I was 15, because I was attracted above all from the basketball. Okay, and then my mother asked me, study on instruments. It doesn't matter which is the instrument. And I made an examination so as to be admitted at the conservatory in Florence. And I was admitted at French horn and oboe. But I didn't know anything regarding these instruments. So I decided to follow the oboe. Employee was my right choice for the life. I studied together medicine and oboe. Then in 1986, I decided to stop the study in medicine and surgery, even if I was near the end, because I was already teaching in a high school, oboe. Teaching and there is no more time for a study of medicine, attend the lessons at the university and so.
I was wondering that, you know, is there a difference between instruction in Italy and instruction in the United States that you're aware of?
Yes, the instruction is really different. We have not a campus, universitary campus, and the training of a pupil in a conservatory is for the oboe only 7 years of study, and you arrived at the end with a graduation is similar to the bachelor's degree in the United States, but we have not a lot of examination inside the courts. This is the old structure of the study in Italy. In the past 5 years, we had an important change in the status of the Conservatory of Music. Before they were in the group of academies. Now we are inside the universities, even if the administration is different. And I think that now we can be closer to the American style of study than before. And the study, the training is, of course, 7 years, even if you can divide in different periods before the university, around 4 or 5 years. Then you have the university period of 3 years so as to obtain the graduation, and then you have other 2 years of study for a master. So it's closer to your mentality and to your kind of a study here in the United States.
How would you characterize Italian double reed playing?
The Italian style in the past was not like the French style. French style is light, the sound, and in my opinion was not so really focused in the body of the sound. And it was in the middle between French and German. It was a mix. I think it was closer to the English style regarding the sound. Then, around at the end of the 70s, something happened in Italy. And many players and students went abroad so as to obtain a sound similar to the German. And it was really common to find in Italy. So, for example, Hans-Jörg Schellenberger giving masterclass. Mm-hmm. And many students in oboe or in other instruments, or like an English horn, tried to obtain this kind of sound, very dark. And I really hated this kind of sound because it keeps out the high harmonics in the sound of the instrument. And I agree with a famous Hungarian oboist Lajos Lencsés, who said that we are trying to obtain bigger and bigger sound and darker sound so as to blend better with the clarinets and flutes and bassoons. And so we are going far from our sound that was the sound of Berlioz and that sound. And this was one of the most important things in my life, so as to open my mind in for a different culture, because it's like to have in front of you a glass of wine. You can see the wine from a side or in the opposite side. The wine is the same, but the point of view is different, and you have to find a lot of different point of views. And this is very, very important for my culture, because when I come in the United States or in other part of the world, listening to different cultures is really important. It's really important because it gives me more thoughts, different thoughts on the music, and I think also for the bassoonist. Even if regarding the bassoon, the sound, the difference in sound between American or Italian is not so big than in the oboe. In the oboe is really different.
Is there a piece that you can recommend for us, a composition that you're particularly favored?
There are a lot of pieces because, as you know, I like to search in libraries different works, unpublished works or out of press works. This is a part of my life, because I am a teacher above all. Of course, I play sometimes the English horn, the oboe d'amore, the oboe, but new, more works is very important. It's a part of our culture, and we cannot lose our legacy of with the past. And there is a work that I played in 2001 in Morgantown of Donatoni for a solo English horn. It's a really strange and very difficult work. The name is Tell, because he took some themes from the famous William Tell overture, where there is a famous English horn solo, and develop it in a serial style, and it's really interesting. So there is a funny story regarding this composer, Donatoni, and I'd like to tell you, because it's really funny. One time he took a Chopin study for piano, and he photocopied it, and with the scissors, cut every note, put in the box, shake, and it took one note after the other one, the following, and so he composed a new work coming from a tonal work. This is funny to say, because it's strange. It's a paradox, probably. For that time, it was good in the 70s or the end of the 60s. Now, no. No.
Yep. I want to thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you. Thank you for you.
This is the exciting part of the podcast where you, the listener, can participate in the program. In each podcast, a brief portion of a work for oboe or bassoon will be played. If you know the piece, email me the title, movement, and composer at idrspodcast@comcast.net. That's all lowercase idrspodcast@comcast.net. Please include your name, your city of residence, and your birth date in the email message. The youngest person giving the correct answer will win the Unfabulous Sonic Prize in the next program. Entries need to be received by the 21st of each month to be eligible. Well, I'm sorry to report that we did not have a winner in this time in this podcast. I don't know if there's a problem with downloading files from the IDRS website, or perhaps the example was a little bit too difficult, but let's give it another try. So for next month, again, if you know the music that starts this program and ends this program, please send me an email message. In any case, I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send me an email message just to let me know you got it. And I thank you very much. Bye. Views expressed by the guest or host do not represent those of the International Double Reed Society. Be sure to listen each month to a new IDRS podcast. For further information, please visit the IDRS website at idrs.org. This is your host, Terry Ewell, thanking you for listening. Goodbye.